Now, the Steve Cochran Show continues, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on 720 WGN.
You know, I was talking about Scott Hamilton earlier. How much fun would it be if you had Scott Hamilton do the Final Four in hockey? Take him off figure skating, have him call hockey instead.
Great.
Right?
Yeah.
I like Scott Hamilton.
It'd be more descript.
Dramatic power plays.
Mm-hmm. And twizzles.
Fantastic. Emotional slap shots. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't work. Hey, our friend from the world of the great pata cake is here, Abby Walters. And Abby, tell everybody what you do for a living, because we know the folks at Midwestern University now a little bit.
I work in the admissions office at Midwestern.
And one of the schools there is the dental school, and it's a really cool story there of what's kind of started from just an idea and what's turned into a great way for people to get dental care.
It has come to fruition. So we have the clinic that's open in Downers Grove. So anybody can go and receive care at about half the cost.
It's amazing.
Yep.
And these are kids that are going to be dentists that have, you know, gone through tons of training and faculty advisors. I mentioned the other day, and I could be slightly off on this, but I'm told there's up to 28 people working on you at any time. Maybe one for each tooth, depending on how many teeth you have.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's not accurate?
Maybe, okay. Maybe. No, right, there's fine. Two students. They work in pairs. So, but yeah, it's a great, beautiful, beautiful facility.
All new stuff.
Absolutely, yeah, state of the art.
So congratulations tonight, everybody out there at Midwestern University and Midwestern University Dental. Now, if you go to Facebook.com/WGN Patacake, you will see quite a creation, Abby.
Thank you.
Quite a creation. Some great photographs. Where are some of the places you took the fruitcake so far?
Oh, the fruitcake's been on dates. We hang out at home a lot. You probably noticed fruitcake has to drink a lot of alcohol, you know, not so sure. It doesn't get moldy.
Needs to be pickled.
Yeah, it went to my hometown, so it went to Rushville this past weekend.
You got a shot of the fruitcake reading the Rushville Times
yes,
newspaper.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I get
it's
that
every
It's
good to see
Wednesday.
That he doesn't get all of his information online.
That's true.
Yeah. There's a shot of the fruitcake actually imbibing a bit. Now, but you had an offer of somebody wanted to take the fruitcake to Mardi Gras?
Yes, that's true. Yep. He wanted to take it. He actually wanted me to make a duplicate, if Mike is listening. He wanted me to make a duplicate cake, and he wanted to keep it top secret and take the cake to Mardi Gras and take some pictures.
Several questions have come up from commenters on the photographs. Is the fruitcake or he or a she? Have you been able to determine?
Well, it's Pat.
Exactly. That was a take on SNL. So Pat,
sure,
you
Pat.
Don't know.
It's Pat.
I sometimes refer to him as a him.
Right.
But the name Pat, it could go either way.
Now, you've taken the fruitcake. And again, for people who don't know what we're talking about here, this is an actual fruitcake made by Anne's...
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. And I think this started with Buck back in the old days, producer Steve Buckman, where we decided the fruitcake is something that nobody really wants. But you take it, so why not give one out every year, and then you'd have to keep it all year and take it on vacation and take pictures. You were the winner this year, and you're taking it traveling, you're taking it everywhere, but you did take it on a date?
I did.
And was it a blind date?
It was a Match.com date.
Yeah.
So the guy's...
yes.
How'd
guy's,
that go?
The guy's nervous. He's
oh, they never saw it. I did it before he arrived.
Oh.
But no, people look at me very, very strangely when I bust out the cake. I posted on my own Facebook page this morning. I think somebody wanted to sit next to me on the train.
No.
And I was in my own little world, so I had the cake next to me, getting ready to snap a photo, and I'm sure I got a very strange look. And then nobody wanted to make eye contact with me. It's
so
very
awkward. You were the crazy lady on the train today.
Yep.
Also, Steve, when I emailed her to see if she wanted to come on, and she said, we can come to the studio. We should be early based on the train schedule. We're excited to see you all again.
Do you feel like she's maybe not too close an attraction to the cake at this point?
We're a package deal.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, if you take me, you take the cake.
That's right.
Yes.
Take the cake.
So if you go to Pata Cake, you can like the Facebook page. And where else are you planning on taking it this
year?
So
in March, we're going to be going to San Antonio and then Vegas.
You know, San Antonio and Vegas can be very hot. How will you protect the cake, when you get into those high temperatures?
Oh, I think he'll be fine.
Okay.
Do you have to buy a plane ticket for the cake?
How do you travel with the cake?
Cake will go in my bag.
But also,
so he should
you
be
pack
fine.
It or is it a carry-on?
It'll be a carry-on.
Oh.
Security stopped you?
I haven't gone through the TSA yet, but hopefully they are. Watch hopefully they're
crazy.
Gentle. Beep, hopefully beep, they're beep. Gentle.
Gotta get
no body cavity searches.
Hopefully
on the
not.
Cake. On the cake.
On the cake.
On the cake. Yeah.
No, but she wants to bring it to Cubs opening day.
Yes.
Yeah, so, we can get that done. We can absolutely get that done.
That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. So we.
I was a little concerned.
Yeah, because we're doing a live show from
Captain Morgan's.
Fabulous.
On that morning, so you have to come out to the live show.
Yeah,
I'll get you in the park.
My girlfriend and I are, we have our tickets and we're ready to go.
You'll find that if you don't need tickets, you've made my life a lot easier.
Because we don't have tickets.
Oh, you don't
sorry.
Have tickets
no,
yet?
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Then we'll just take the cake. The Cubs opening day, I'm pretty sure, will be a sellout. After that, seats may not be as big a problem. But on opening day, we'll be out there, so we're happy to have the cake with us.
Awesome.
Mostly you, but the cake as well.
That's great.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
So if people want to go to your Facebook page, I'm sorry, to the cake's Facebook page again, what is the address?
It's WGN Pat A. Cake, and you can also find him or her on Twitter at WGN Pat A. Cake.
I used to say if you don't uphold the carrying of the cake for the year, it would go to the second person. I don't see any chance you're going to let this cake not have anything but a great year.
That's right.
So pictures of the Steve Cochran Show fruitcake. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So it's a gray, rainy morning. It's a perfect day for you to like the Facebook
page. That's right. That's right.
Also, the cake has eyes and arms and legs and a mouth.
And a mouth and a nose. And he had to get a little facelift over the weekend. He was falling apart a little bit, so he had to be redone.
Is it going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's good. Okay. He's good.
Spackle. Yes. It's the key to everything. So hang around if you like. 7:53. Back with more in a moment on 720 WGN.